The Colonial Pipeline runs from Houston to New Jersey. The leak was spotted in Alabama September 9th. AAA says average gas prices in North Carolina jumped from $2.05 to $2.16 a gallon within the last week. Some stations are posting much higher prices, and Kevin Anderson, the State Department of Justice's Consumer Protection Director, says the agency has received more than 500 complaints of price gouging.
We've seen some in the $4, $5, $6 range. There was a $9.99 a gallon price posted. We ended up being told by the station that they never charged that price, and it was posted and they were out of gas, and then they subsequently took down that price.
Anderson says stations found guilty of price gouging could face fines of $5,000. Stations are running out of gas. At a Shell station on Carmel Road, they had no gas on Sunday. Today, the station received 50% of its normal allocation. A Quick Trip station manager on Wilkinson Boulevard says they have no gas. Quick Trip spokesman Mike Thornbrew says they are looking for alternative fuel supplies while the pipeline is being repaired.
We're trying to secure product through barges. We're trying to bring in transport carriers from other markets, provided it's legal that we can do so. And if we can, we're even trying to see if there's railroad cars out there that have gasoline.
Thornbrew says their strategy also includes cutting off fuel supplies to many stations to make sure at least one or two in each market they serve has a constant gas supply. In Charlotte, 4 Quick Trips have gas, but 2 of them have no premium fuel. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.